Entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. We're now back into regular meeting for our 1:30 scheduled public hearing. Mr. Wank.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place when County Council holds public meetings on zoning applications. Since these are legislative hearings, Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with Council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendations made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and to present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the podium, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent surface. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And Mr. Lank, for the first hearing, please.
Yes, thank you. First application is conditional use number 1932. The application of Tanya A. Gibbs and Kim Juan L. Gibbs to consider conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 27,250 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Road 285, also known as Beaver Dam Road, 2,500 feet south of Road 287, also known as Kendall Road, and it is identified as Tax Map ID 234, Map 6, Parcel 13. For the benefit of Council, I pass down copies of the survey of the property showing the house location on the property and also noted where the display area is to be for the sales lot, and that's to the rear of the house. The commission held a public hearing on July 12th, 2012. During that public hearing, we received comments from the Department of Transportation, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Section. Tanya Gibbs was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he had some concerns about the location and the lack of other business activities in the immediate area. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 5-0. The commission has not met or taken any action on this application to date. It is on the agenda for Thursday evening under old business. For additional information, I did receive on July 13th a copy of a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. They have reviewed the site, and they advise that there are two soil types on this site that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it will not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant present today? If you'll come forward, give us your name and address, please.
My name is Tanya Gibbs, and I reside at 19347 Beaver Dam Road in Lewis, Delaware.
Thank you. And if you want to tell the council why they should grant your request?
Well, my husband and I, around about the early part of this year, we're trying to think of ways that we could generate more income, as we have a 16-year-old that will be going to college in 2 years. And we decided that this would be a way that we could put money away for him for his college education. Our intention is not to have a lot of cars or a used car lot per se. I know that's what is indicated here. We wanted to be able to buy vehicles at a wholesale price and resell them. And after going to the Division of Motor Vehicle and looking into what the requirements are in applying for a dealer's license, which is what you would have to have in order to go to the auctions to purchase vehicles, the Division of Motor Vehicles state that you have to have not a commercial property. If you don't have a commercial property, your property has to be zoned for conditional use. So that's why we're here today. So if I sold 5 cars per year, I would have to have, my property would have to be zoned conditional use. Even if I have 1 car parked in my yard, that's the case. So it's not that I want a full-fledged, I think one gentleman on the Planning and Zoning Commission, he said, I rode by your house, and your house is way too nice to have a used car lot. And I had distress, and I know I'm not supposed to be redundant here, but honestly, that's not my intention to have a used car lot. I'm not opposed to any type of stipulations or restrictions with the number of cars that I can have in my lot or my yard, because that's not our intention. Our intention is basically to have some extra money, whether it's $4,000 or $5,000 a year that we can put aside for our son, Jonathan. So that's basically my intention. There is another business that's not on my road, but it's pretty close to my house, that has been zoned for conditional use, and it's an automotive-related business, and it is Coastal Towing. And that was the closest business that I could find, you know, kind of similar, and I think that's all they do. But that's why I'm here today. It's not that I want 100 cars, you know, parked in my yard or anything, but, and I really want, you know, that to be understood. So if you have any questions for me.
How many cars were you thinking?
Well, I know that, say I sold 5 cars and I made $1,000 off each car. You know, if I could take that $5,000 and put aside, that would be enough for me.
What I'm saying, at one time, how many cars would you want out?
In my yard, I wouldn't want any more than 3 cars at a given time that I'm not driving parked
you're
in my yard.
3 cars?
Yes.
Because when I look at the aerial, you only have 50 feet from the road to
right.
your house.
Right.
And where do you intend to park these? Right out, like, in front of the nice residential home?
No. I intend to park them in behind my home. And
behind your home?
Yes.
Hard to see them back there.
3 cars. Yeah. Well, we can advertise through newspaper, you know, Craig's list.
Right.
You know, online, that type of thing. Word of mouth, because,
okay,
you know.
So you don't need a sign.
No.
And you're going to park them in the rear.
Right.
Okay. The other question is, you have a daycare going on there also,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
So people have to come in and drop off kids and pick up kids?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a daycare center, I'm a licensed realtor, you know, and this is just all part of the entrepreneurial spirit that my husband and I have. And if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, you can only sell 5 cars per year, you know, without having a dealer's license, then I wouldn't need to be here. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Let me ask Lawrence or Everett, and they could chime in if this, she mentioned like Craigslist, and I'm sure people all over the county and all over everywhere are selling cars privately through Craigslist. What would prevent an individual from having a car parked in her backyard and advertising it on like Craigslist or somewhere else for sale?
She still gets caught by the motor vehicle no matter what the method of sale was.
If she sells more than five.
Right.
Because of the number of cars she sells.
In a year. Okay. So if she, let's just say if she wanted to be like this entrepreneurial spirit that she's talking about that's bubbling up on the inside of her, and I could feel it. If she tried this out, I mean, without getting any of the zoning, she could, you know, if she sold four cars or something, three cars, nobody'd ever say anything, right? Probably.
She may have already tried it out.
Huh?
Maybe she'd already tried it out and she'd already hit five.
I'm almost there.
Okay, so
I've already sold. Yeah.
So you're having cars and you're advertising them and resell them. Okay. Okay. Because I think the five cars and the conditional use means if you want to have them on display. Now, if you're not putting them out in the front yard, you know, along the road, I mean, when you display something in a backyard, doesn't mean you're not displaying much.
Well, I can't sell more than five cars per year, whether I advertise them or not. You're not allowed to sell more than five cars per year
without a dealer's
in Delaware
license.
Without a dealer's license.
And you can't get
the dealer's
license.
But the dealer's license and
the conditional use,
there's.
You're required to have the conditional use or the proper zoning to get the dealer's license.
Exactly. I can't get the dealer's license without the conditional
use. You've got to have some kind of office, small office.
Yeah, motor vehicle requires a letter on every person that goes for a dealer license.
Right.
So we have to write a letter on it. Whether if it's zoned properly, then it's based on the zoning. If it's conditional use, it's based on the conditional use.
Okay. Okay.
So she's applying the proper method to.
But you're willing because you're doing so well, I guess, with Craigslist and these other this alternative way of selling things.
Mm-hmm.
That placing them out in front of your house is not an issue.
No. I wouldn't know.
And a sign is not an issue because, see, this is, as I look at, you know, the area, it truly is a residential area, and I can understand the other commissioner's concern about, you know, putting cars out. And that's what my first thought was. You were going to put three cars out in front of this nice house on, you know, with all these other residential homes. So yeah. You're saying you would just like to have a conditional use to put cars in the back of your yard with no sign, right?
Yes.
Just so that you can achieve that threshold that allows you to sell more than five.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll take that under consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
How far are you from the nearest business? You said it was Coastal Towing?
Well, Coastal Towing isn't the nearest business, but it's the nearest one I could find with the conditional
Cedar
use.
Cedar Grove, right? It's on Cedar Grove, isn't it?
Yes, Cedar Grove. It is at, let me see. Yes, it's on Cedar Grove Road in Lewis. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also sell cars.
Not too far from where I live.
They sell cars. Well,
they have approval for a conditional use for the towing service and auto repair because they had an impound for the state police.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back in a year or two ago and got approval to allow them to sell cars that they had to basically repossess for non-payment mm-hmm. for services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they end up with a used car
sale. It wasn't that a little controversial, that one? Didn't that have a little... opposite, quite a
bit.
Some of,
opposition,
quite
yeah,
a bit
but
of opposition.
Not a lot, but there was some right. opposition.
Right. There was some opposition there, right? Okay.
Oh, a question. I don't think it has to do with the zoning, but I'm just curious. What when if a car doesn't run after you sell it, or it's got something wrong with it, what do you take it back or send it out to somebody to fix it? How do you handle that?
Yes, my husband, he has a mechanic.
Will he be working on the property?
Not on site. No, no, we're not doing any repairs.
But
there.
He has a mechanic.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's how you would handle it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you sell a car like that and they call you back, you don't answer the phone.
Are there any other questions from council?
Isn't that how you do it?
Any other questions from council? Do you have anyone else that would like to testify for you today?
No.
No? Is there anyone else here that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone that would like to speak on behalf of the application? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, would you like to come forward, please? Ma'am, you can have a seat.
Okay.
Sir, you come forward. Give us your full name and address, please.
Yes, good afternoon, members of council. My name is Henry Glowiak, 31159 Beaver Circle, Lewis, Delaware. And I'm not necessarily in opposition to this, but I would like to address a few points, if I may. I just hope that we don't start establishing a precedent for this type of activity. I believe in the capitalist society that we live in and entrepreneurship. I really admire the young lady for wanting to do right by herself and family. But at the same time, we have to be careful, like I said, with establishing a precedent, especially on Route 23 Beaver Dam Road. It's an alternate to Route 24, which is supposed to relieve traffic off Route 24. And if we grant one person one conditional use and someone else will come along, next thing you know, I hope that we don't have commercialization of Route 23 that we have on Route 24 and create another traffic problem. You know, it'll start creating a domino effect. I'm afraid of that. If you do approve this, you know, I hope you do it with stipulation that there won't be the 27,000 some square feet won't be turning into a 100 car parking lot and lights and everything else. It'll look like commercial, like a commercial business. that's my concern, that you don't establish a precedent that is just going to create a domino effect and make Route 23 look like 24. Now, I don't have to tell you how bad Route 24 is. I'm sure some of you have gone through Millsboro on an afternoon and see how bad the traffic is backed up. I don't want to see that happen to Route 23. So that is my concern, and I hope you take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, close the public record, and this is an action, a matter that we cannot act upon today. It's been deferred by the planning and zoning.
Without any opposition, we'll close public hearing, close public record, entertain a motion to defer.
I'll make it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver,
mm-hmm.
to defer. Any questions on the motion?
No.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Sorry. No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
No question on
that. I vote yes. I assume your vote was yes.
Yes.
It was 5-0.
I heard a no.
I have no question on the motion.
We're okay.
Yes.
We're okay.
You're way ahead of me, Mr.
Okay. This was deferred due to the fact planning and zoning had.
Too fast for this lady.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next matter is the application of Gary L. Hudson, trustee, on a change of zone. Mr. Lank?
Yes, this is the application for change of zone number 1718, to application of Gary L. Hudson, trustee, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.53 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9 and 1,000 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison, and being referred to as Tax Map ID District 235, Map 30, Parcels 27 and 28. Again, for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 12th of 2012. And for the benefit of council, I passed down copies of an exhibit booklet that's part of the presentation of the applicant for today's hearing. The applicant did submit the same exhibit booklet to the commission for consideration. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on this application. Gary L. Hudson was present with Shannon Carmine, attorney with Sergovic Carmine and Weidman Professional Association, and Ken Christianberry, professional engineer of Axiom Engineering LLC, who all gave testimony. Wayne Hudson was present in support of the application. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, Mr. Johnson stated that this application is an appropriate infill location and that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1718 for Gary L. Hudson, trustee, for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, CR1 zoning is appropriate for this property. It is located along Route 9, which is a major arterial roadway. Two, the location is basically infill with commercial zoning and commercial uses surrounding the property. It is also in the immediate vicinity of the Route 9 and Route 5 intersection, with the business and commercial uses located there. Three, the property has been used for commercial purposes for many years prior to the county zoning code. For example, there was testimony that there was a service station on the property in the 1940s. Four, there were several neighbors who supported the project and no parties appeared in opposition to it. Five, the rezoning will have no adverse impact on neighboring properties, traffic, or the community. And six, the site is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For benefit of council and those parties present, we also received a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District on this application. This site contains six soil types. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. Off-site drainage improvements will not be necessary, and it's possible that some on-site drainage improvements may be required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
There was a letter I saw somewhere that objected to it from a neighbor. Do you have that in your file? Mrs. Folk, is that a U-L-K-E-S? Did
I
not get that?
I don't think so.
I think I sent it to Robin.
No. I got two letters of support and the Delta comments. I need to thumb through here real quick.
It's not a matter recently, but it was for a different application.
Oh, okay. She was concerned about two different ones. But she was concerned about this. Okay, so we don't have anything then.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay, fine. Okay, thanks, Robin.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council? If not, Ms. Carmine.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm Assergovic, Carmine, and Weidman. I represent the applicant, Gary Hudson, who does seek an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district to a CR1 district. That's for the purpose of operating a 5,000-square-foot automobile care center, eight mini-warehouse units, and one single-family dwelling on approximately 8.5 acres of land, which is located on Route 9, 1,000 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison. Also in attendance on behalf of this application are Ken Christianberry of Axiom Engineering. Ken will begin the presentation with a brief discussion of the engineering aspects of the application, and also Mr. Hudson, the applicant and owner of the property, who will be available for any and all questions that the council may have. I will conclude the presentation with a brief summary of this application's compliance with the comprehensive plan. As Mr. Lank stated, we did submit a booklet in support of the application for the council's review and consideration. And at this point in time, I would like to invite Mr. Christianberry to address the council.
Good afternoon. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. Just like to take you briefly through some of the exhibits in your book. There's a survey of the property, gives you an idea of what is out there today. What's probably a little bit more instructive are the two aerial photographs, which are on the boards behind me, and I'll go ahead and refer to them now, but there are reductions in your hand. If it's easier for you to look at those in your book, you may. Subject property is located right here, sandwiched literally between a conditional use on the back for a wastewater treatment facility, conditional use for an existing business here, and C1 zoned property. The closest property that's not zoned any kind of commercial other than across the street is right here, and that is actually a Delmarva Power substation. So clearly this is an area where commercial uses are not alien and not out of character and are very much appropriate. As you look at the rest of the zoning map, you can see you've got quite a few other commercial properties, literally just a stone's throw up and down Route 9, and even an industrial property, of course, and the chicken plant at the down into what I guess I would consider downtown Harbison. DelDOT did write a letter stating that the existing uses on the property would not constitute the need for any kind of a traffic impact study. If a change in the use were ever brought in, a site plan would be reviewed by Mr. Lank, and a trip back to DelDOT would, of course, be required at that time. There are four letters of support from neighboring business and property owners located in your file. They're all pretty brief, but they all simply state that this is an appropriate request for property in this location. And I'd like to end with the, in the back is a portion of your comprehensive zoning future land use map that indicates this area is right in the middle of an area called out in your plan as a developing area. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to Ms. Cartman.
Thank you, Ken. As stated, Mr. Hudson does seek to rezone the property from an AR1 to a CR1 district. This property has historically been used for an auto sales facility since about the 1940s, and it was an existing non-conforming use as it use predated the adoption of the zoning code. Since that use has expanded, we've applied for this change of zone. Again, these lands are located within an area identified by the comprehensive plan as a developing area. The plan states that developing areas are often located near main arterial roads that connect major destinations within the county, such as Route 9. The plan provides that the permitted uses within the developing area include commercial uses in selected areas. In addition, the plan specifically provides that portions of the developing areas with good road access and few nearby homes should allow for business and industrial parks. Careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and allow people to work close to home. Thus, it's our opinion that a rezoning of this land from AR1 to CR1 is both appropriate and compatible with the goals and the directions of the comprehensive plan. The rezoning of these lands will also provide compatibility with the neighboring uses, as discussed by Ken, which include a wide range of zoning classifications from commercial, heavy industrial, medium residential, to also conditional uses for various uses. And thus, this location is essentially infill with commercial uses surrounding the property. Thus, in light of the existing neighboring uses, it's our opinion that the amendment to the comprehensive zoning map will have no adverse or detrimental impact on the neighboring areas or uses. Again, as stated by Mr. Christianberry and included in the booklet, are several letters from neighboring property owners who are in support of this application. Again, the property is served by Route 9, which is a major arterial road which connects major destinations within the county. As stated, DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study when it reviewed the proposed use. It only required a traffic impact study if that use were to change. As determined by DelDOT, there will be minimal, if any, impact on traffic, as the proposed use would not generate more than 400 trips per day or 50 trips during any peak hour. The rezoning of this property will provide a mixture of residential and light commercial uses, which are, again, are appropriate in the developing areas under the comprehensive plan. Based on the record and this presentation this afternoon, we respectfully request that the council approve this change of zone application, as we believe it is consistent with the comprehensive plan. And we're all available for any questions that you may have.
Well, it's my fault. Mrs. Folks did complain about two different projects, and she did complain about this one, and I didn't get that letter in. And I'm just wondering what the problem is. She's a neighbor. I don't know. You know, it's almost like it's a personal issue. So I was just wondering if you have any idea what it's all about.
What'd she say in the letter?
She said some things about Mr. Hudson.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. May I ask her name again?
Foulkes.
She just walked out.
It's Peggy and George. Hmm?
She just walked out. She was sitting here in front row.
That was Mrs. Foulkes? Mm-hmm. She's not going to talk? Okay. Well, all right. So then not having a letter, I guess it's no problem. Okay.
Okay. Are any other questions from council? Seeing none, did you have anyone else that would like to speak?
No, thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in support of this application? Seeing no one else, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing no one at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record, and the council can act if they so desire.
We will close public hearing, close public record, and ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. In order to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8.53 acres more or less, tax map ID number 2-35-30-27 and 28.
Entertain a motion from council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve change of zone 1718. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I think it's entirely appropriate. It fits the area and it suits the zoning surrounding it. Yes.
Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes. It's it meets our county ordinance. It's infill. Got two adjoining parcels that are under similar uses, and will have no impact on the traffic or the surrounding area. So I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
I'll vote yes. It has an historical commercial use. It's on a busy road, Route 9, and it doesn't appear that it's going to upset the neighborhood.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasoning. I think it is an infill. It does make sense. It does fit the comprehensive plan. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.